Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Sewing with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We're a mother-daughter team from South Central Texas, bringing the professional sales training system of Eric Laufholm to the world and combining it with a Black Belt mindset. Black Belt Sewing is about taking the mindset, system, and dedication that it takes to become a black belt in the martial arts and apply it to the profession of sales. As black belts in Taekwondo, we know what it takes to earn that status, and it's our mission to give you the tools, coaching, and training to become confident, actually to master sales as a black belt in sales. We teach there are three ways to elevate results: inner game, outer game, and action. And today, of course, you will get all three, but we are really going to focus on action today. Stephanie, why don't you introduce our topic a little bit?
Well, you know, today we are talking about the five steps to grow your business using blogging and social media. For, I would say, the past 2 months, we've actually been talking about using various forms of social media, blogging, Periscope, Twitter, all these different things to generate leads and to build your business. And so today, we're going to kind of be summing all of that up. So anyone who's just joining, you know, our audience has been growing rapidly over the past few months. And so for anyone who's just now joining the Black Belt Selling Radio Show, who has not, you know, listened to any of our shows and doesn't have time to go back and listen to, you know, all 500 we've already done, I don't think it's really that many, but, you know, we're exaggerating. Never heard it, so...
We're
at what?
We are up to 54. We're up to 54. We have done
okay,
this
right.
entire
See,
year.
I was only off by 90%. So for those of you
awesome.
Who have missed the past few, we're going to talk about how to make this, how to catch up, how to make social media work for you in sales, because you know, I get people who come to me all the time and ask, well, do you teach marketing classes? Can you teach people how to market? And my answer is always, sure, but that's part of sales. Marketing is lead generation. And I'll teach the marketing portion, but just as a small portion of what I teach, because I've learned that marketing is only as good as your sales. Your marketing is only as good as the company that's going to sell for you. So today we're talking about social media, blogging, using it to generate leads to grow your business. We've got five action steps lined up to talk about to help you grow your income, grow your following, grow your business. So, Mom, first step we talk about, this is, of course, the first step that I always talk about when I'm doing lead generation or particularly social media marketing. Why don't you take it this time?
Okay, so you know, first of all, one is you have to choose a platform to start doing something. Choose a platform to do something. I mean, the platforms that are available are there's just so many now. There's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's now we've got Periscope, and I'm a big proponent of Periscope, and I'm also starting to work in Blab as well. There's just a lot of ways to get your message out, but you got to pick a platform. And we want to be really careful to encourage you to blog, and here's why. I think blogging is critical. I've been doing Periscope now for approximately 5 weeks, and what I'm finding is that I have people who are interested. As a matter of fact, I'm on Twitter right now. I'm looking at my computer, and someone just said to me, oh, I keep missing your scopes. So what am I doing? As soon as Stephanie takes this broadcast back over, I'm going to encourage her to join us on this radio show if she has time, because then she can get some content. But we want to be able to, in everything we do, we want to be able to drive traffic to the website, because the website's where we're going to really grow our list, and from growing our list, we can market to people. Marketing to people then leads to more exposure leads to more presentations, and more presentations leads to more sales. And even though it's a step-by-step process, everything's about driving people back to your blog, I mean, to your website, but you need to have a blog on your website, or you need to have a place where people can interact with you at their own time, in their own space. And in blogging, so I want to encourage you to pick a place to start blogging. There's WordPress. We had Niall Flores, and she's a WordPress expert. Next week, we're going to have John Tripp, and he's really big on blogging. He's going to talk to us about more about blogging, but from a little different perspective, because blogging is such a big topic. But you got to start somewhere. And what I'm learning, Stephanie, and you can interrupt, you can jump in anytime, hon. But what I'm learning is that if I would start with a blog, then that helps me, one, create the content I need to share out on social media, and two, it helps me to have a place to send people to get more information. So if they want to interact with me further or learn about my product or services, they can go to my website, which talks more about what I'm doing, where I'm going, and they can also sign up for some of my newsletters or my emails or whatever. So, and all that we're talking about, it's important that we integrate all these platforms, but you got to choose one, choose a blogging platform and get started, and then choose a social, if you're not very active in social media, pick one social media platform that you are going to dedicate yourself to for the next 90 days, to make, you know, to start generating the leads to get going. My thing is, first, choose a platform. Choose a platform for your blog, and choose a platform, at least one platform, for your social media, and commit to it for the next 90 days. That's what I'm going to ask.
Yeah, you know, when I teach this, the first thing I tell people is you got to keep in mind there are more social media platforms out there than you could possibly be on, and everyone has their own opinion of which ones you need to be on. You know, you talk, everyone is going to give you a different answer about which platform you have to be on. I get a different answer all the time. You would think people would understand that I have a pretty good feeling for which platforms I need to be on, although, you know, I have to admit, come on, I missed the Periscope thing, so I've got people who are helping me out with that, but you got to pick your platform. And
yep,
that means pick which blog platform you want to use. Some people want to use a WordPress blog. Some people want to use, you know, Google's Blogger. You know, there's a lot of options out there. So pick your platform. Do you want to do a blog? Do you want to do Periscope? Do you want to do Facebook? Do you want to do Blab? Do you want to do Twitter? Do you want to do LinkedIn? And the way to pick your platform is to look at where your target market is. You see, if you're not appealing to business professionals, you really don't need to be wasting your time on LinkedIn. I've got one of my one-on-one coaching clients runs a quilt shop, and she is appealing to other quilters. She has no reason to be on LinkedIn. It would be a huge, colossal waste of her time to be building a following on LinkedIn, posting on LinkedIn.
Right.
So, we haven't put her on LinkedIn. Instead, we've got her on places like Instagram, which is very picture-heavy. We've got her on places like Pinterest, which is very female-focused, female-targeted. A lot of the users
right.
on Pinterest are females. We've got her on Facebook, which is, you know, pretty much, I can tell you, pretty much everyone you need to target is on Facebook. Pretty much everyone you need to target is probably on Twitter. Those are the two basic ones that have such a wide audience that anyone, everyone's going to benefit
right.
from it. But, you know, you want to appeal to college and high school age kids, you better be on Snapchat. You want to appeal to wide audience, you know, YouTube's another one that's got a wide audience. So pick your audience and find the platforms that appeal to them and develop those platforms.
Right.
Blogging is
another
one that's pretty wide.
Well, and blogging is important because, one, it creates search engine optimization. So it helps drive people to your website, which is hopefully where you're going to capture the leads. You're not generally going to capture leads on Facebook because Facebook has so many steps before you can actually connect with people. But and when I say that, I mean, you know, you can't, you know, the people that you see on, let's say, Facebook. Let's just use that one for example. If somebody is spending a lot of their timeline or a lot of their time just promoting themselves, and, you know, they tend to be a turnoff. And so, you know, that's, again, that's a, it's a great lead generation tool, but I just say, you know, drive people to your website and have a blog there, because of the blog helps people to understand you as a person and helps to build trust and rapport there. And, you know, people make the decision based on that, whether you're going to be good for them, because you don't, you want to not deal with people that are just going to be time wasters for you. You want to attract the people that are really going to be interested in what you do and willing to pay for what you do.
Yeah, you know,
really,
the other thing,
step number two. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to add, the other thing to keep in mind is that, you know, the big thing everyone wants is the front page of Google. Blogging is one of the best ways to make sure you're going to get there. Blog, build a good, strong presence on Google,
right.
Which, you're right, does bring us to step number two. Get it out there. Get started. We talk a lot about completion versus perfection. And, you know, it was interesting to me, Mom, that you brought this up as wanting to talk about this today, because I recently did a talk, I think it was last Wednesday, I did a front-of-the-room training on time management. And one of the concepts I talked about was completion versus perfection. Just get out there and get something done. Well, I had several people come up to me afterwards. And, you know, when I do a talk, usually I get the most response to the what level exercise. But this time I had people come up to me, and there were two things that they were talking about. And one of them was completion versus perfection. Everyone was like, I'd never thought about that. That helps me out so much. You have no idea. Because I'm such a perfectionist, and now I realize that I'm hurting myself. I have to. I mean, it was a big, big deal for people. So, completion versus perfection. Don't get caught up in the details, the minutiae. You know, if you have to put out a perfect blog post with perfect grammar every time, you're shooting yourself in the foot. You really are. You're going to make it very difficult to enjoy posting, unless you're a grammar nerd. And you're going to make it very difficult to actually get it out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, Mom, why don't you talk about that? I know this applies to far more than just blogging.
Well, it really does. You know, and I'm actually looking for some quotes on the Internet, but there's so many people out there that will say that a perfect plan, an imperfect plan executed is better than a perfect plan never executed. You know, people just wait until they've got everything in a row. And that is a real trap. I'm going to say it. I'm just going to call it what it is. It's a trap. And trying to be perfect will rob you of opportunity. And, you know, there's other things that fall into that, but you just got to get started. Your first blog is not going to be your best blog, but your first blog is still going to be your first blog. And those of us that are blogging, those of us that are out there putting out content, those of us that are creating understand that if that's your first blog, that's great. It's going to be it's going to be something. Even if you I'll be honest with you, I still don't understand all of Twitter. But it hasn't stopped me from going out there and doing work on Twitter. Definitely, when I got started on Periscope, I'm getting some coaching from a friend on Periscope, and I'll be honest with you, my first five videos sucked. They were terrible. But, you know what? The next five were better. Five wouldn't have been better if I hadn't done the first five.
You hadn't done the first five,
You know, I have grown in how I'm doing it. I understand now what it takes to get better quality broadcasting out there. And,
you know,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I was going to add to it. I was going to say, I wish, you know, when I first started doing videos about a year and a half ago, my coach was really pushing me, just get them out there. So I got them out there. And he gave me a series of videos to create. And so I started recording these videos, and I got them out there. And I, not recently, but a few months ago, I went back and I watched that first video again, and I was mortified at how bad it was. And I've been sending this video out to everybody. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. I was so embarrassed. But, you know, I sat down and I looked at the next video. The very next video was 1,000 times better. So I went and deleted the first video, and I wish I hadn't, because I wish I could point people to it now so that they could see that everyone has to start somewhere. And it doesn't matter how good you are, you had a painful start. So understand it's going to be a little bit painful to get it out there. Put it out there, get it over with. Get it over with and move on. Completion versus perfection, because you will get better the more you do it. But if you don't do it, you can't get better.
Well, and the other thing to keep in mind, too, and, you know, we're at the halfway point. My gosh, we got to make sure we cover all three of these steps here. I want to just put a really quick plug in right now for a couple of things happening. This at the end of this month, we're going to have Jonathan Tripp. And Jonathan's really, I've been connecting with a lot of really cool people on Periscope. Jonathan is one of them. And he does restorable living, but he helps people build their business through blogging, like Niall does. But he's a he's going to be joining us and bringing some different perspectives. So if you're listening to the recording or you're on the show live with us right now, which I hope you are, thank you if you are. If you're listening to the recording, thank you for joining us on the recording. We're so glad to have you with us today. But he's going to be talking to us about blogging, and he's, you know, he's got his own perspective, but he's obviously very successful, and he's very social media literate. Also, next week, for those of you that may or may not be familiar with Blab, I'll be talking more about Blab in my Twitter and my Facebook, and I'll mention it, too, in my blog. Okay, I'm blogging. I want to encourage you to join us there. Blab is like an interview type of platform, and I'm going to be having the Tweeting Goddess from Ireland, named Sam Kelly. Samantha Kelly, I was on one of her blabs this week, and she and I, she's going to be one of our guests next month, and Rick Cooper, who's also very, very, very savvy in terms of social media, but also any kind of online marketing, including email. We're going to have him join us, and I just want to encourage you to be Thursday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, Thursday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I will post the link in the Facebook group. And if you want to join us in the Facebook group, all you have to do is make a request. Stephanie and I will take a look and we will let you in. But I'll put that link there. All you have to do is, if you're interested in being on that, you just click that link and you'll be asked to subscribe. And when you subscribe, then you'll get a notification when that blab is up. So I really do want to encourage you to join us next week for John Tripp. He's going to be amazing. And also join us for Blab. We're going to have the Irish Tweeting Goddess, and we're definitely going to have Rick Cooper. And
nothing else.
I think it's going to be
a lot of
fun.
You want to get online and listen to this lady's accent?
Oh, she's so fun! Oh my gosh, I love Samantha. She's
but I do want to keep moving us along, because we've got like 10 minutes left to talk about three topics.
Oh,
so,
seriously?
So step number three, we've got connect with others who are further along in the process than you. If you have to reinvent the wheel, it will take you time to invent the wheel and figure it out. Take advantage of, you know, I'm not a social media marketing guru, which is one of the reasons I don't make it my point to be one of the first ones on every new platform out there. I don't want to have to figure it all out for myself. I would rather find someone who knows what they're doing and follow in their lead and save a whole lot of time for myself figuring out what does work and what doesn't work. So, you know, you mentioned earlier, Mom, you've got a coach helping you out with your stuff. So I encourage everyone, find someone who's further along in the process to get feedback from, but also to watch them. Watch what they do. Learn from what they do. You know, one of the concepts of being a black belt, when I was just telling the story yesterday to one of my one-on-one clients, but I said, when I first started Taekwondo, I really had to work hard on self-analysis. I had to work hard on learning how to look at everyone else and myself and figure out what I was doing well and what I wasn't. Because for those of you who don't know, 90% of my black belt training was done long distance. I was not even
right.
in the same state as my coaches, my teachers. And so I had to be very good from the get-go at analyzing myself. And so it was helpful, but I can tell you guys, I certainly couldn't have come up with it on my own. I had to have people who were further along in the process. So as black belts in sales, you have to be good at analyzing yourself, but you also have to have other people you can watch to get to either coach you, help you out, give you feedback, or to get to just watch, see what they do, analyze what they do, see what works, see what doesn't, follow in their footsteps. Mom, why don't you take us through number four?
Now, this one's really critical. So let's do just a very, very fast recap. Well, no, we'll do a recap at the end. We'll do a recap at the
yeah.
end. Now, step number four is spend as much time promoting your content as you spend writing and or recording it, and be consistent about it. So,
mm-hmm.
So for example, my work on Periscope has taught me the value of going out and promoting my scopes before I get started. It gets more listeners. I went from starting with maybe only two or three live viewers to now I regularly get over 30, 40, sometimes over 50 live viewers on my scope. And because I've learned how to promote. And, it's exhausting sometimes to come up with a creative process, but realize that, one, you want to make sure that you're on a regular schedule to do it, whether it's once a week, whether it's twice a week, but be consistent about it. And then make sure that you allot time to promote your material, whether it's your blog or it's your really it's your blog, because from your blog then you can go out to social media, put things, you can put catchy things like, for example, from this broadcast, what I would do is I would listen to the broadcast, pick out something really clear that we're talking about, I'll post it on my social media sites, and then I will direct people to come to the radio show to listen to it. So that's a form of promotion, and that's a way of teasing people to take a look at what you're doing. So I want to encourage
yeah.
you to think about promoting your content for as much time as you spend creating it, and then be consistent about it. Even create a checklist. So you know, okay, oh, I did it on Facebook. Okay, got to go to Twitter. If you have to, I know I'm throwing a lot of information here, but find a scheduling program. Facebook allows you to schedule your posts on your pages. Twitter, you can go through Hootsuite. Twitter itself does not have a scheduling function, but there are other programs that will allow you to schedule on Twitter and LinkedIn and all of these platforms. There's Reddit. There's Instagram. All of that stuff. You can find ways to do it if you don't have time to do it right then and there. But find something
yeah,
to be consistent about it.
I don't think we can stress this one enough, because I think the most discouraging thing for new social media,
yeah.
for people who are doing this, is putting all this time and effort into generating content and then sitting there and going, no one's checking it out. I'm wasting my time. You know, when I sat down and looked at my blog after doing it for 6-7 months and I only had 200 views, I was like, crap, I'm putting a lot of time into this. I'm not getting a whole ton of, interest back. Well, I realized, for some reason, as much as I knew not to do this, I was just expecting it to pick up and run with it. You know, oh, Google's going to pick it up and index
yeah.
it and people will find it. It's not really how it works at first. You have to do promotion. So this idea, if you walk out with nothing else from this whole show, walk out with that. Know that you have to spend as much time promoting your content as you spend creating it. And if you just go into it with the expectation to spend that much time promoting it, then it's not a big
yeah.
deal. If someone comes up to you and says, oh, man, you spent 20 hours creating content, now you got to spend 20 hours promoting it, you're going to sit there and go, are you freaking kidding with me? So go into it realizing you've got a lot of promo to do as well. It's not just a one and done.
Yeah, no, it's not. And, you know, we're starting to get really close on time, so I want to hit the last step. And that is everything that you do, you are asking people to take action. Like right now, if you're listening, I want to ask you to hit the follow button on our Black Belt Blog Talk Radio. Hit the follow button. You'll get the notifications when our episodes get started. Follow us on Twitter. Stephanie is Success Stephanie. Right?
Success Steph.
And you are at Scheller Anna.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Scheller Anna. You can also follow us using the hashtag Black Belt Selling. That's our hashtag on Twitter. But all of that to say, I just gave you a call to action. I just asked you to do something. So when you're creating your content, think about what you want somebody to do at the end. A call to action can be as simple as comment in the space below.
Yep.
Sign up for my newsletter. Call for a free consult. It doesn't have to be spend money with me. It's just getting them to take action, because the more people take action, the more likely they are to engage with you. And that's the purpose of everything we're doing, is to get engagement so that you can get in front of more people, sell more product, make more money, and live the life that you desire. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you master this. And we're teaching you out of our own experience. And plus, we study. You and I, we get coaches. We study. We're not asking anybody to do anything that we would not do ourselves, because that's what black belts do. They lead by example. They do it, right?
Yeah, they do. We can't stress this one enough for you guys, but get comfortable with what you're doing. You know, here's your recap for those of you who are waiting for the quick recap. Find your platform. Figure out where your audience is and develop that platform. And then get started. Focus on completion versus perfection. My first few blog posts have less than 10 to 15, maybe 20 hits per blog post. The only reason they have that many is because I recently went back through and re-promoted some of them. That's how bad it was. Some of them had 5, 2, 3. It was really pretty slim picking. It wasn't until I started to get to, you know, I would say my 30th, 40th blog post that I really started to get into the hundreds per post. And I started to get a lot more engagement and interaction from people. So just get started. The more you do it, the better you get, the more people are going to interact, the more they're going to be interested in what you have to say. So just get started. Focus on completion versus perfection. And then connect with other people who are further along in the process than you. Follow them. Watch what they do. Watch what you do. See if you can get them to give you feedback on what you're doing. And if you can't get them to give you feedback, at least analyze what they do and figure out how you can either deliver something similar or tweak what you're already doing to encompass the same pieces. And then spend as much time as you can promoting what you've created as you do actually creating it. And last but not least, have a call to action. So we've encouraged you, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Blog Talk, join our Facebook group, www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. Stay engaged with us. There's a lot more to learn, more than we can share in just 30 minutes apiece. I do want to remind you guys again, Mom, why don't you take them through the promo for next week real quick, since we got about 45 seconds. Go for it.
Next week's guest, John Tripp, social media expert as well as blogging expert, going to be giving us some amazing information about this very topic of integration. And then also, join me on Blab, blab.im, and I'll be putting the links to subscribe for a forum with social media experts on marketing, getting more leads with social media. You'll actually get to see us interacting. All right, Stephanie,
awesome.
That's all I got.
Thank you guys so much for joining us this week. You've got all the content you need. Replay this, listen to it, reach out to us through the group, Twitter. We thank you guys so much for joining us. We're looking forward to chatting with you again next week. Signing us out for now, I'm Stephanie, here for Anna, and we are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Have a great week.